It's a pleasure.
How did the meeting go?
Well, I think it was a very helpful meeting. The executives from GM, who are charged with selecting among the three idled plants, walked through in a fair amount of detail the criteria that they will use to make that decision. It's on a fairly short timetable, and my colleagues and I were able to ask plenty of questions. We're pleased with what a transparent process it is, and we're also pleased with the amount of opportunity we have had, as well as local and state officials in Wisconsin and in the Janesville area, to really make our case to those who will be in decision-making positions.
Do you have any sense as to how the combination of the Janesville factory and Wisconsin incentives compares to Michigan and Tennessee?
At this point, we don't, and nor does GM at this point. And the reason is that they've gone through a process of identifying the criteria. It was close to a dozen elements of the decision that they were looking at, and they'll be weighted. But they have not yet run the numbers through these formulas. And also, they are in dialogue with the three locations and the three states, and still expect to hear a little bit more back in terms of input into what local and state incentives will be offered. So while we know the criteria on which the decision will be based, we don't have the details yet on how those numbers will look for each of the respective plants.
If you could, at this time, in the brief time that we have left, sum up for us the case that you made as to why this new car production should be in Wisconsin.
Well, there's a history of GM presence in Wisconsin, and South Central Wisconsin has really rallied around GM over the many years of its presence. We have an extraordinary workforce and an extraordinary commitment to manufacturing, and I think that even when the first rumblings were beginning about the closure of the Janesville plant, the idling of the plant, the entire community rallied to come with a package. The labor union made significant concessions, and small business, local government, state government, all in this South Central region of Wisconsin came together to put together a proposal to bring in a new line to Janesville. And I think that the company recognizes that long commitment and that extraordinary work ethic that we have really in Wisconsin.
Do you know when you'll hear back from GM?
They express their commitment to making this decision before the end of the month of June. So I think really over the next 3 weeks we will see this decision come to pass.
Tammy Baldwin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.